The train ride north along the Danish coast was very beautiful. Again and again they could see the sea from the windows. Anne-Marie had made this trip often to visit her grandparents when they were alive, and later, after they were gone, to see the cheerful, sun-tanned, unmarried uncle whom she loved. But the trip was new to Ellen, who sat with her face pressed to the window, watching the lovely homes along the seaside, the small farms and villages. "Look," Anne-Marie exclaimed and pointed to the opposite side. "It's Klampenborg and the Deer Park. Oh, I wish we could stop here just for a little while." Mama shook her head. "Not today," she said. The train did stop at the small Klampenborg station, but none of the few passengers got off. "Have you ever been there, Ellen?" Mama asked, but Ellen said no. "Well, someday you will go. Someday you will walk through the park and you will see hundreds of deer, tame and free." Kirsty wriggled to her knees and peered through the window. "I don't see any deer," she complained. "They are there, I'm sure," Mama told her. "They're hiding in the trees." The train started again. The door at the end of their car opened, and two German soldiers appeared. Anne-Marie tensed. Not here on the train, too. They were everywhere. Together, the soldiers strolled through the car, glancing at passengers, stopping here and there to ask a question. One of them had something stuck in his teeth. He probed with his tongue and distorted his own face. Anne-Marie watched with a kind of frightened fascination as the pair approached. One of the soldiers looked down with a bored expression on his face.
"Where are you going?" he asked.
"Galilei," Mama replied calmly. "My brother lives there. We're going to visit him." The soldier turned away and Anne-Marie relaxed. Then, without warning, he turned back.
"Are you visiting your brother for the New Year?" he asked suddenly.
Mama stared at him with a puzzled look. "New Year?" she asked. "It is only October."
"And guess what?"
Kirsty exclaimed suddenly in a loud voice, looking at the soldier. Anne-Marie's heart sank and she looked at her mother. Mama's eyes were frightened.
"Shh, Kirsty," Mama said, "don't chatter so."
But Kirsty paid no attention to Mama, as usual. She looked cheerfully at the soldier, and Anne-Marie knew what she was about to say.
"This is our friend Ellen, and it's her New Year."
But she didn't. Instead, Kirsty pointed at her feet.
"I'm going to visit my Uncle Henrik," she chirped, "and I'm wearing my brand new shiny black shoes."
The soldier chuckled and moved on. Anne-Marie gazed through the window again. The trees, the Baltic Sea, and the cloudy October sky passed in a blur as they continued north along the coast.